Tunisia's court of first instance condemned ousted ruler Zain El Abidine Ben Ali and his son-in-law Ahmed Trabelsi to 6 years in prison for the illegal exploitation of one of the country's most productive mines. Following the fall of the Ben Ali regime in 2011, the Anti-Corruption Association revealed that his clan used power and seized public lands for free. The same property was sold for millions of dinars. The sums were transferred to foreign banks.
The corruption case is one of the worst in the Tunisian history, but a sentence is deceiving for the public. Judges had all documents proving the former ruling class' abuse of power and stealing of land. Our judicial system is still corrupt. It will lead to a new uprising.
The president of the National Anti-Corruption Authority explains that a lack of foreign cooperation with Tunisian authorities has blocked the recovery of billions in stolen assets.
Recovering stolen assets is a very difficult task. Many foreign countries refuse to cooperate with Tunisia after its revolution. We have proved that billions were embezzled, but there is no real will to help Tunisia on closing this file.
Lawyers argue that there is no political will to hold corrupt businessmen responsible for the alarming indebtedness of the state.
Tunisians revolted against corruption and dictatorship. Any country that keeps our embezzled fortune in its banks and imposes credits does not respect our sovereignty. Now, some corrupt billionaires are paying politicians to turn the page, but we will neither forget nor pardon those who ruined Tunisia.
Observers say the government must give priority to recovering over $20 billion, as the huge sums can boost the fragile economy of the North African state.
Tunisian authorities are calling for a national reconciliation between businessmen and the state. However, analysts assert that some of the former regime figures who acquired wealth through illegal means must be held accountable for their crimes. Adnan Shawashi, Press TV, Tunis.